Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Husson. When I created 1-2-listen.com, I envisioned a service that could offer immediate relief from the dilemmas of daily life. On demand. I knew that many of you have been hurt by similar services on the internet because I've been in this industry for over 25 years, and I know that when you're hurt, the promise of a fix sounds irresistible, regardless of who's offering. The advisors at 1-2-listen.com are extraordinary, not because they've endured weeks of observation and testing, but because they promise to make their work here their number one priority. That means you will be speaking to someone who's here for you. We're not a perfect service, but we believe becoming a perfect service starts with having the courage to strive for perfection. I am Mark Husson, and 1-2-listen.com and the 1-2 family are my purpose. Give us a try. And if you've tried us before, try again, because I'm convinced that life is better when you don't feel alone. Thank you.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach Today has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach Today has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family member's tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach Today, you will be the change you want to see. We'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet to be. For a 45 minutes complimentary session, email Life Coach Today at ask@lifecoachtoday.com. That's ask@lifecoachtoday.com or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here, I am strong, I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God, I am you. I am healed, I am love, I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
My wings were heavy, I could not fly, haunted by dreams that were meant took control. Love was there, I could not see it. So the voice of salvation came shining through you, and you said, God is all there is. God is all there will ever be. God is all there is. God is all there will ever be. In the sky of my mind was lightning and thunder. I never could trust it could finally be right. The truth in your eyes said, don't worry, don't wander. You sang me a song that had shattered the lie, and you said, God is all there is. God is all there will ever be. God is all. I didn't know what to do. Your compassion planted a seed in my life. Now the flowers in me, all the time I'm singing, all the time I'm singing. God is all there will ever be. God is all there is. God is all there will ever be. If your wings are heavy, you cannot fly. Haunted by dreams that were meant to come true.
Tell them, Ricky, I don't care what you see. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care if what you see reflects to you that God doesn't exist, that God is mean, God is evil, that this world is going to hell in a handbasket. I don't care. You can even convince me. I don't care if you give me a brain surgery, a brain transplant. I know that God is all there is. That's right. God is all there is. Good is all there is. Good God, God good. Same thing. Perfection, wholeness, that's all there is. Everything else is simply an expression of the wholeness, of the perfection. This perfection is so perfect that it gives you free will. This perfection is so perfect that it's not tripping. You could use my power, our power, the power for what you want. You get to choose. I love you unconditionally. So if you're in pain, it's okay. I still love you. You still love. But once you get your consciousness in order, all will work out. Just because you're sick doesn't mean there isn't health. Just because you don't have a relationship doesn't mean there's a shortage of love. God is all there is, no matter what life looks like. And when we fall back into that truth, when we surrender to that truth, when we remind ourselves, even when things are challenging, even when everything is telling us this world is evil, if we can hold on to that glimmer of hope, if you have to convince yourself, if you have to lie to yourself in order to embrace the truth and say, I know this is painful, I know this is hard, but deep down within me, I know that God is all there is. Everything else is just entertainment, just icing on the cake. And because I know God is all there is, I'm going to have my cake. I'm going to eat it and eat the cake and bake another one. Because God is all there is. If I don't feel like baking, I get someone else to bake it for me. As a matter of fact, I'm out. I'll be back next lifetime. Yes, yes, yes. Ricky Byers Beckwith reminding us that God is all there is. That is the mission, the charge for all true students, those of us walking on a spiritual path, to remember and deliver the truth that God is all there is. Your mission, if you choose to accept it, is to multiply the consciousness of truth. What is the truth? God is all there is. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That's the end of the show. We'll see you here next Monday. No, we're not. We're going to finish today's show because there's more to say. That is the consciousness of truth. You are here to multiply it. Now we're going to expand that conversation. But, yeah, we'll talk about that. What do you mean? Slow down. We've still got about an hour and 45 minutes, no matter what it looks like. Oh, I know I'm on fire. I know I'm just feeling the vibration of God and goodness and goddess is moving through me as me right now. I don't know where to start, where to end. So, I take a breath and welcome all of you. Thank you for being here. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Or this very moment in timelessness. Because there's a part of you in time, and there's a part of you in timelessness. So wherever you are, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and change is inspired. And once you catch the inspiration, and even if you don't catch it, just by the fact that you're listening to this conversation, you can't help but be different. And when you're different, you make a difference. You may choose not to use the power, but once you know better, you do better. When you know better and you don't do better, you suffer. Woo, Lord. What's going on? Everybody, hold on to your whatever you need to hold on to. Because you're about to get some spiritual wake-up call. I was going to say smackdown, but spirit don't smackdown. Spirit wakes up. But some people need a smackdown. Don't tell them I said it. You are listening. Why am I still whispering? I don't know. Okay, let me take a breath. I just need to just whisper this. I don't know. But you're listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show where you're guaranteed to get a spiritual wake-up call. And every now and then, if you're being resistant, you get a spiritual smackdown. And it doesn't matter. It's not a negative behavior. God is all there is. Sometimes you need a smackdown. And when we smack you down and we catch you, we get your attention, it's like, what'd you do that for? It's like, it was simply a spiritual wake up. Yes, you are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. Oh, Lord. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Muhammad. Buddha, somebody, the enlightened ones, I need help. No, I don't. I'm perfect. Just the way I am. Well, am I even tripping? You are. I told them that already. See? What else do I have to tell them? I don't know. Well, yes, the host of this show, as you can tell, is I Am. I Am is your host. So that's what happens when I Am is hosting the show. Then I don't have to be responsible for anything that comes out of this mouth. I'm only responsible for the fact that I am allowing myself to be the channel for I Am to express itself. And the responsibility is simply to say yes. But, you know, for those of you who are kind of like, what does he mean by I Am? I don't understand it. The speech people just so woo-woo. What's I Am? I Am what? I Am that. How dare he go, I Am that. Okay, calm down. I Am that I Am. I don't understand. Okay, it's okay. Just take a breath. Fine. Let me come down to your level. This is Life Coach Addy. Is that good enough for you? I got to elevate. There are other people who are waiting for me to be at a higher frequency. But while you're down there, it's okay, because God is all there is. We need people to be down there. Oh, gosh. Woo-wee. Talk about multiplying the consciousness of joy, laughter, and silliness. Bring it on. Yes, Tanya, I dare you to bring it on. Rebecca, Monica, welcome to the house of love, the house of transformation for Saggy, ladies and gentlemen, a.k.a. Cheryl, the elusive Cheryl. We got Paula in the house. Actually, it's not Paula. Well, maybe it is, but I think it's something else. Let's see. Yeah, it's Kaylee Elise. Which one is it? It doesn't matter, does it? I am expressing in so many ways. And we got Celeste in the house. We have silent listeners in the house. Woo. Let me bring Celeste. I'm just all buzzing. I'm buzzing. Can you feel the buzz? We want to welcome all of you listening on the phone lines, those of you listening online, those of you listening to the archives, and those of you listening on Within Radio. Thank you for tuning in to yourself, because that's all you're hearing. You're hearing the echo of your own consciousness. What I'm saying is not new. You know this already. So I'm just an echo. God is all there is. The isness of God is what you are. Stop tripping, get still, relax, and say, God, I ain't doing this no more. I can't handle this planet experience. It's just too much. You take over. That's the ultimate surrender. Ashande, my brother, nice to see you. Peace and blessings. Celeste, come here before people start thinking I'm drinking something. I am. I'm drinking God. I am intoxicated with God. So I don't need no intervention. All I need is a quiet time for my meditation. Hey, Celeste. Wow. Hey, you should jump in this week. Brace yourself.
I'm jumping in here because I want to know what you have in your tea. You know what it is, Life Coach Today. I figured it out while I was listening to you buzz
over the universe. Slow down. If you figure something out, you got to get people to kind of listen. Drop everything they're doing. Okay, I'm listening. Okay, now I've dropped everything. All right, go. What did you figure out?
I want everybody to come in closer because this right here is the side effect of having an African mystic in the house on Monday and an angel channeler yesterday. This fairy dust left in the studio's family, and it also happens to be May Day. So if you are of a higher vibration, you'll be feeling a little loopy too. Life Coach Today, keep expressing.
May Day! May Day! May Day! I don't need any help. I am one with the one, so don't even bother come and rescue me. I am already saved.
Love it. Love that energy. You keep it going, and you can get it too when you go back to the archive to check out the healing wisdom of African spirituality with African mystic brother Ishmael Tete and that phenomenal Tara Sonora channeling one. Mm-hmm. Angel channeler, the planetary shift from non-physical beings perspective. Yes, you can get some too.
but drink responsibly.
Indeed. You might be shining a little too brightly. Just let them know it's okay. Wow.
And if you drink responsibly, you don't have to blind yourself when you're shining. Because you can blind yourself so much that you don't know what's going on. But sometimes you need to blind yourself that you don't know what's going on. So when you don't know what's going on, the I Am presence will say, I got this, boo. Let me handle you.
Mm-hmm.
Where I show up.
Well, when you're in the presence, then, Life Coach, today, you're not even thinking about how you're showing up. You're just flowing.
I know that's
like you're doing. You know? So I applaud you. I'm not scared. I jump up in that ring with you.
I got to say that you're deep. That's why I roll with you, man. You're deep. See, I'm so grateful you're on this side of the realm. I mean, you're multidimensional, but, you know, I get to roll with you. I feel honored.
Wow. I thank you for that. Do you want to share good news with our folks, or are you going to wait till later?
Let's do it after the announcement.
All right.
You and I have been out there just starting stuff.
Yeah, want to be starting something.
We'll be starting something. Okay, no, we won't start that. But what we will say, what I would say we've been doing, Celeste and I have been out there steering shift. We are now, I have a friend I call the shift steer. I got to slow down when I say that. Celeste and I are now officially the shift steerers. We've been steering shift. And I will tell you about that. And when you hear what we're talking about, what we did, then you were like, woo! Okay.
All right. Well, I'm going to get to your announcements before we stir too much stuff over here. Oh, well. Stop. Okay. No. I just
take a breath.
Bob
Don't
Marley.
Stop. Breathe in. Breathe it all in.
I just heard Bob Marley stir it up.
Stir it up.
Yep. Go ahead.
Little darling, stir it up. Okay.
Yes, I did.
I'm out of here right now.
Yes, please keep triggering my guests. Hello, family. Welcome to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. My name is Celeste Morgan, and I'll be keeping you informed of all the happenings going on with the Ask Life Coach Today radio show and LifeConversationsRadio.com. You can find the metaphysical level, a.k.a. Life Coach Today, right here from Monday through Wednesday, 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss him live, all the shows are archived. You can even subscribe on iTunes by entering Life Conversations. You don't have to go a day without Life Coach a Day. Call in with your questions, thoughts, and anything you are dealing with so Life Coach a Day can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346. And make sure to press 1 on your keypad. If you can't call in, post your questions on the Ask Life Coach Today fan like page. Please be sure to create a new posting. You want to make sure we get to you. Now, if you don't do or can't get on Facebook, go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. Hover on the Life Conversations radio menu. Then you will see a drop-down menu. Click on the Ask Life Coach Today button and fill in the email. You can also join me around 1 for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, where I offer the energy of the day. Did you know that you have access to Life Coach a Day any time of the day? Yes, you do. You can email him any questions you may have, and he will answer them on the air. The email address is ask@lifecoachaday.com. Is there a topic you would like Life Coach a Day to explore on an upcoming show? You can email him that, too. Let's get Life Coach Today's perspective on what you see moving and shaking in the world that is impacting you. The theme for the month of May is Multiplying the Consciousness of Truth. And we have wonderful guests coming up that will help shift you one conversation at a time. Next week, Barry Selby, author of 50 Ways to Love Your Lover, will be joining Life Coach Today, as well as Jack Armstrong, the author of Lessons from the Source. Make sure you stay tuned for these really powerful shows. We also have exciting shows on the Life Conversations Radio Network. Be sure to join Ambassador Safira for the play experience. Have you played with yourself today? Do you passionately love and appreciate you? If not, take a trip on the playground every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Also, tune in to Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today on the last Wednesday of the month. Learn how the unacknowledged truth in your ancestral blueprints may still be influencing your life today. Also, be sure to join me for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern. Next Sunday, I'll be doing birth card readings in celebration of my upcoming birthday. Feel free to go to Life
Conversations. Happy birthday to you.
Feel free to go to LifeConversationsMedia.com for more information. You will find a calendar and a listing of all the shows. Did you know that the Ask Life Coach Today radio show is syndicated? It is. All Within Radio, every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to inspirebroadcasting.com. Finally, you have an opportunity to contribute to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. Go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. Then hover, don't click on the Life Conversations radio menu. Then click the Ask Life Coach Today drop-down menu, and you will see a donate button on the right-hand side. We thank you in advance for being such a blessing. Now, that wraps up your announcements. Let's welcome back Life Coach Today.
Woohoo! I'm rocking from side to side here, and the music out here is only in my head. People think I'm crazy, but they don't know I'm crazy in God. I don't know.
Beautiful.
I just love
well,
this.
What does Reverend Michael Beckwith say about nuts?
Oh, nuts. Oh, I'm definitely never underestimate the spirit.
Indeed.
And, I make room for the spirit to express.
Clearly.
Wait, watch your mouth, girl. Don't give me a lip, woman.
No, you did not just do that on the air. Okay, let me take care of you right now.
Let me say it. All the feminists, calm down. It's an inside joke. He's not even that deep, okay?
No, he knows better. My little brother used to say that to me when we were teenagers. That is not even a Life Coach Day Joan. Do they understand Joan? Crack. That's not even his. He got that from my baby brother. So, today.
Do I understand what a Joan means? Is that what you just said?
I said, do people understand what Joan mean? Because I think that's a D.C. word. I'd love for Tanya to help me out with that. Joan on somebody. Do you know about Joan?
Maybe not universal, but a universal American thing. So. Hold on. You can let it go. Nah. It's okay.
Oh, really? So you Joan in Atlanta?
But you can't just.
Rebecca, do you Joan in Texas? Monica, do y'all Joan?
I'll pay tax, don't have no representation, and you're trying to talk. Come on, let's move on. You ain't got representation. You're trying to talk. Just pay your tax and. So anyway.
I am so out of here. I might come back around one.
No, you're not. So, you say we got this good news. What is this news you want to share with our sisters? You sure you want to tell
them? Yeah, I want to tell them. I want them to see it.
Not listen to us anymore. They're like, oh, my God. I can't believe they think like that.
Mm. If you want to get more inside Life Coach Today and Celeste, we have a platform. We have a place. And we thought we were real on this station, huh?
I've been thinking about that interview. I'm like, oh, my God. Did we put too much on the table?
we told all our business.
We told all our business. So
we did. Where
so
did
anyway,
you do that, Coach Today?
Well, our friend, Mark Husson, of 1-2 House, interviewed Celeste and I. It was actually supposed to be an hour show. It ended up being a two-hour show. And the show will air, part one will air tomorrow. What time is it tomorrow?
It's Pacific time, 11 Eastern.
Eastern. Okay, got it.
Yes.
Right. So 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 Eastern. Right. So the conversation was about... race, ooh, spirituality. I think that was, well, that was part, the other part was basically how, what Life Conversations Radio is about, what I believe, what Celeste believes, how we got to where we are, how Celeste and I met, and Celeste, and of course Celeste met me. She said she did not like me. If we were in the same room, she would have slapped. Yeah, she did. She would have slapped me. And then she got so upset. She said, I'm going on this radio station, and I'm going to heckle him, and I'm going to tell him, he's a piece of shit. And then she got hooked, and she kept coming back, and kept coming back, and kept coming. I'm not going to give it all away.
I know. Don't give up all the goodies. But where can we hear that interview, Life Coach Day? Do you know?
Yeah, tomorrow it's, what is it, 12 House? Actually, okay, talk about being on the spot, please. You live for God.
I got you. If you check your inbox, I'm not going to ask you a question like that and set you up. Now, we're completely doing Robin and Howard right now. You know that. That's hilarious.
I know, right? Yeah, I'm the spiritually outrageous one.
Indeed. So anyway, guys, you can catch us on One Too Many Voices at 12radio.com. You can check us out, hanging out with our boy Mark, the master astrologer. Why do I talk like that when I talk? I love him. I just love him. He makes my goofy wake up.
Yeah, and he loves us too. And,
yeah.
Yeah, so that's tomorrow Thursday, for those of you who may be listening to the archives. Today's date is May 1st. That's why we said May Day earlier. So May 2nd, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 Eastern, 1 2 many.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
What did I just say?
P.m. 8 a.m.
Oh, did I say p.m.? Never mind.
Get it right.
You know. See, my mind is trying to play with
just
it. Okay, I'll just do it. A.M. in the morning. All right?
Yes.
One too many voices. So it's tomorrow and the Thursday after that. So it's a two-part
series. Yeah, I'm so excited.
And, one thing I do need to say, Celeste, is...
Oh, yes.
You know, sometimes when... I've got to say it like this, because I had a realization. Now... There is a song out there called Accidental Racist by LL Cool J and another country singer.
Brad Paisley.
Thank you, Celeste. Oh, my God. That's what's wrong with you. Damn. Ooh, did he just say damn? He's a spiritual. Oh, please. Get over yourself. So, anyway. So, the song is Accidental Racist. I remember Brad, is it? Yeah. When he was on Ellen, I think the song came out that day. And... Ellen asked him about the song, and I noticed that he was uncomfortable. He was like, yeah. The way he was talking, I'm thinking, that's weird. Usually when someone come up with a song and a host, an interviewer, asks you about your project, you talk about it. And I thought, interesting. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know anything about the song. I hadn't heard it. I just sensed that he was very uncomfortable. A few days ago, sometime last week, I found out that people have been talking about it and blah, blah, blah. So I went to listen to the song. And, of course, one that jumped at me is, I'm paraphrasing, something about, if you don't judge my gold chain, which is LL Cool J rapping, I will forget the iron chain. Woo, Lord. So anyway.
It's a deep forgiveness. I mean, I've gone back. I've gone back and I've listened to LL Cool J's comments about it. And I really think that they were really trying to come from a powerful place. And, you know, it reminds me of the conversation around Django about how a lot of people had a difficult time dealing with Django, because in this country, we haven't really had this type of conversation, and the piece about forgiveness keeps coming up. In Django's case, it's more of, can slavery be shown as a spaghetti Western and folks feeling like it was disrespectful to their ancestors? Now, I have my own personal opinion about that, I love Jamie Foxx in that movie, and I had a crush on Django by the time it was done. As for Brad and LL Cool J, I understand where their heart is, and I have to thank Whoopi Goldberg for helping me get over myself because I was not feeling it. I wasn't trying to hear it. So I really thank Whoopi Goldberg for helping to expand my consciousness so that I can at least consider the piece about forgiveness. And thank God we're having a conversation.
I know that's right. I know that is true. Now, for me, the whole conversation about racism in America,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's simply about, well, what it brings up, let me put it that way, what it brings up for some or too many is because collectively we haven't acknowledged it and apologized. Mm-hmm. We want to keep saying we've moved beyond it. That's a whole different conversation, but it works in today's theme topic because
yes.
It gives us an opportunity to multiply the consciousness of truth. Now,
yes,
LL was on Ellen yesterday, and he was talking about, you know, it's really about two people talking to one another. And I kind of saw his perspective, and I thought, but, you know, when you say, if you don't judge my gold chain, I will forget the iron. Just like, I don't know about that. But what I saw this morning, you know, what I saw this morning for myself with the conversation we had with Mark, there was a conversation, which I won't go into now. You can listen to it tomorrow, or I'm sure it's archived. There's a conversation that we had about spirituality and race. And I was answering what Mark was asking, but there is more to it. And the more to it is there are lots of African-Americans, people of color, that are metaphysicians, that are teachers, that are, you know, they just, this way of life works for them. But I don't recall that I had the opportunity to say that. Now, I say that as an extension of the conversation, but in the spiritual context, and with those of us who are wanting or have an intention to multiply the consciousness of truths, we must be willing to go to those places that people are afraid to go into, and we must be the change we want to see. But it was definitely a great interview, and you can check it out tomorrow. And maybe we should do a show one day on race and spirituality. Ooh.
Oh. Okay, yes. I think that's a great idea. Particularly,
you want to do that next Wednesday?
You got it, dude. I'll write up the description right now.
Ooh, some people ain't going to join us. Why are we focusing on a negative? I mean, I thought he was beyond that. Or maybe just people. Maybe I'm just projecting on y'all. But we must have the conversation. If you can't have the conversation, it's because there's a part in you that needs healing. That's part of multiplying the consciousness of truth.
Go on, man.
All right.
You not liking, go ahead and handle your business. You ready.
And FYI, Django is definitely a love story. It's a powerful love story. And if you miss that, go back and watch. If you miss it, go watch your consciousness. Because you only
I can use a Django in my life.
You said what?
I can use a Django in my life.
I'll be your Django, baby. Nothing's going to stop me.
You're so talking metaphysically, everybody. All is well.
Why are you clarifying? Let people do what they're going to do. You can't. Even if you clarify, people are still going to do what they want to do with what they hear. So,
well, I do call you the metaphysical. I know. I do call you the metaphysical Django. I almost said the D is silent. I do call you the metaphysical Django, except for just going for one. You come for all of us. Now,
that's right.
Help us to multiply the consciousness of truth.
Indeed. I free people from bondage, and I set you free. And I get on my horse, and my horse is like... let me not spoil it for people who haven't watched it yet. And the horse is like, hey, what's up? We're the one. We've got a horsepower. okay. So let's get out of here. Yeah. I'm going to pull you back in. We've got questions that we're going to answer. We've got some people bold enough to ask me some questions. If you don't want to know my answer, don't ask me. And if you ask me, then be ready for what I got to say. We've got quite a few things I want to share with you. We've done the announcement with, we're not behind. We're doing what we need to do. Let's take a break, and we're back. And Celeste, you go take go drink something.
I know, I need some water.
Okay.
Life is good. It's getting better. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach, a day radio show where no topic is off limits because God is all there is. And when you choose to multiply the consciousness of truth, sometimes you go to the dark place and you multiply the consciousness of truth by reminding yourself that you are the light, so there's no need to run from the darkness. You can create a space to listen to others. You can create the space to just be still. You can create the space to be the peace. You can create the space to be joyful just within, because you know too many people are in pain. Too many people are feeling in bondage. Too many people are suffering. But you can be the chosen one if you choose to be the chosen one. You get to choose. You get to choose. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to go deep. Go deeper if you can handle it. Welcome, welcome, welcome. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. This is the House of Love. So whatever you're moving through, growing through, and going through, bring it. Our intention is to support you on your transformation journey. We're here to love you up. Even if you don't even know, if you don't know what love is, we're here to just have you see yourself in a whole new way.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, this is Mark Hussin, founder of 12radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great, and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
To request a sponsorship package, send an email to info@lifeconversationsradio.com. info@lifeconversationsradio.com.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimki Center for Wholeness. Ahimki is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimki is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimki Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimki mind management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimki.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimki Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Yes, 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 you are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show on Life Conversations Radio. And we're here to expand you, to blow your mind, to create a space where you expand and experience more of God as you, as yourself. Today's theme, today's topic is the theme for the month, multiplying the consciousness of truth. What do we mean by that? Truth, the consciousness of truth. What is to multiply, to increase? To increase the consciousness, to create a space for others to recognize that they are one with God, to create a space where people choose love rather than fear. To just manifest what you know is true. We get to choose. And what is this truth? The truth is God is all there is. God is good. Good is God. And God, good, goddess, is perfection. It is wholeness. This perfection, this wholeness, lacks nothing. There is no lack in God. Even if you don't have any money, even if you're not in a relationship, even if you're sick, that doesn't say anything about who or what God is. That's just your experience that you're having based on your consciousness. You know, life is consciousness, and consciousness is creative. So you can look at your world, look at what you created, what you've created, and you can say, ooh, I know where I am in consciousness. Now, if I want a different experience, if I want to create more joy, more peace, more laughter, more freedom, flexibility, abundance, prosperity, then I have to change my consciousness. I got to become aware to more. I got to challenge my own beliefs. I've got to unlearn some things that are not true about me. Now I see, because I believed what was said about me, because I believed what I was told I'm supposed to believe, I see why my life is the way it is. But I caught a new awareness. I'm catching a new insight that I am one with God. And if anyone thinks that's a cop-out, that ain't got nothing to do with me. Because I know the truth. I know that I am one with the plant kingdom. I know that I am one with the ocean. I am one with the birds. I am one with everything. Everything and everyone is an expression of the one consciousness. Now, as a matter of fact, wait. That's why I'm on this planet. I came here to multiply the consciousness of truth. But maybe some of my loved ones were afraid. They were like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Stop talking about you heard voices. Don't trust people. Sometimes you don't have to be honest. Don't be authentic. As a matter of fact, some of them were so hurt by their own conditioned mind that they told you you will never amount to nothing. Now I know that I am nothing. So it's too late. I am the nothing that is everything that is God. So whatever I am moving through, whatever is going on in my world, be it a divorce, a broken heart, a transition, the loss of a pet, I will honor everything that I'm feeling. I would recognize that it is all God. I will remind myself that it's okay to feel the pain. I will remind myself that grief is a natural process, and grieving lets me know how much I loved. Because I know if I don't love something or someone, if I lose it, it doesn't matter. I only grieve when there's a strong connection in love. And I do not set a time limit for how long I need to grieve. And if I allowed my community to support me, I will be receptive to support me on my healing process. Now, even though I may feel like the world is against me, life is against me, God is punishing me, I'm going to find it within myself. And if I can't find it, I would commit to my spiritual practice, so that I can hold on to what might look like a glimmer of hope and remind myself that God is all there is. God is all there is. I don't care if you're Christian, Buddhist, Muslim, pagan. I don't care if you don't believe in God or not. God is all there is. That's the name I choose. You can call it source. You can call it the divine intelligence. You can call it the no thing. You can call it something. You can call it everything. You can call it, you can not even give it a name. Because it really doesn't matter. It is what it is. And you are what it is. What are you creating in your world? How's your life showing up? What is pissing you off? What's getting in your nerves? How do you multiply the consciousness of truth when things don't look the way you want it to look? How do you multiply the consciousness of truth when you feel hurt, when you feel judged, when you feel criticized, when you feel abused? You've got to do your spiritual work. And the truth is, even if you say, life coach, Adi, all that stuff is BS. Yes, it is, because you say so. Because it really doesn't matter what I say. As I said, I am an echo for your consciousness. The truth is, you've got to know what you know for yourself. Now, some people say, well, you saying good is all there is and God is all there is, but you got to admit there's evil in the world. You got to admit that some people are just plain mean. Okay, maybe. And even if I admit that, then what? If I say, well, excuse me, people, yeah, that's true, there's evil in the world, then what? What does that mean? If you choose to say God is all there is, good is all there is, and in spite of terrorism, abuse, and all the things that go on in the world that we don't like, that we believe must change collectively, if I believe that God is all there is, then what? Does that make me delusional? If I believe good is the only thing that's happening, does that make me delusional? If you say yes, so be it. I'm not going to take that away from you. If you say no, so be it. The truth is, we are on this planet like janitors, you know. We are all spiritual janitors. Can you imagine a janitor going to the bathroom and saying, this fools, look how messy this bathroom is. Look how messy this place, I just don't get it. It's just wrong. It's just wrong. It shouldn't be like this. Okay, I'm going to clean it up this time. But I just wish this, people, don't mess it up again. That's your role as a janitor. You're here to clean up other people's mess. So if you see pain in the world, if you see suffering in the world, if you see terrorism in the world, if you see hate in the world, you are a spiritual janitor. You're here to clean it up. Now, I'm not inviting you, encouraging you to go get a placard and say and vote and, protest. I am inviting you to clean it up within yourself and let that extend outwards. Because the more you emphasize what's going out there in the world or why it's so wrong, the more you multiply that consciousness. The more you say, woman ain't no blank and man ain't no blank, guess what? You multiply that consciousness and you live it out. You sharpen your focus. You start to find people that appear to you that there ain't no shift. I said shift. That's right. I can say the other, but I won't. Because I get to choose. I have the free will. God gives us all free will. For people who go into a school and shoot children and shoot adults, people who walk into their workplace and shoot their coworkers, because they chose to do that. They were so out of alignment. They believed that their happiness is dependent on others. They believed the lie that they were told, and they lived it out. They looked to others. They looked to the external world to feed their void. And when the society couldn't feed their void, fill their void, and feed their void, they got mad. And for you to kill another human being, two things. You're probably dead within, or when you kill another human being, a part of you dies. A part of you dies. Think about it when you've been, you know, you said the wrong thing to somebody. Or you look back at a misunderstanding, a disagreement that you had with someone, and you wanted to really see what is true. Why did I get in that heated argument and went back and forth? If you allow yourself to say, let me see what was missing. Let me look at the mistake in that scene, in that story that we're writing. You might see something and say, oh, I know, I was judging them. It reminded me of what they said a year ago, 10 years ago, and I won't let them treat. That's why I was so mad. Or I felt like they were attacking me. Oh, I felt like they made me look okay. Oh, that's what it was. Okay, I can ask forgiveness, and I'll start with myself first. We are spiritual janitors with the opportunity to become a spiritual archaeologist so we can go back and really figure out who we are. Go back to the beginning before you decided to eat from the fruit of good and evil. There was a time where there was an Adam and Eve consciousness when you were a baby. And you were so pure. Everything was fine. You didn't care if your parents took out your diapers and you were butt naked. But then you decide, conditioned. I won't even say decide. They started to program you. They can be dangerous and they could be helpful sometimes. But they, in this case, they start to program you. And they said, don't eat from good and evil now. Don't do it. You would turn out to be a horrible person in the world. And then you went to school. They said, don't eat from the fruit of good and evil now. And at the age of 3, 4, you find yourself being naked. You go, ew, what's wrong? He's naked, ew. And as you start growing up, you're 8, 9 years old. They talk about the parts of the body in school, but they talk about everything else but the so-called private part. Why? Why didn't they talk about it? Because it's your private part. How do you learn about something if you don't talk about it? Oh, don't talk about private parts. I'm going to be the one. Oh, so as a child, I'm learning, something about this thing they call private parts. I need to be careful. But I don't know anything about it. But I'm watching the television and watching shows and programs and hearing that it makes you feel good. Let me try it out. And your friend said, don't you do it. Wait till you get married. So I get more curious. Why is everybody going off about my private parts? But nobody's telling me the power, the essence, that life is sacred. Nobody is reminding me how powerful I am, how connected to God I am. But then there comes a time, fast forwarding. For some of us, it happens when we're teenagers. Some of us, we had parents who were telling us from when we were an infant that we are connected. For some of us, we said, no, we're the spiritual warriors. Don't tell us about our true identity. We want to go so-called hell. We want to go through the darkness. We know we're the light. Woohoo! And then in our 20s, in our 30s, we start to search for something else. And we realize, oh, my God, all this time I've been complaining about how messy this world is. I've been complaining about myself that I'm a mess. I am actually a spiritual janitor. I get to clean up this mess. And then some of the mess I have to look and say, well, actually, it's not a mess. It's a treasure. Oh, my God, I got to tell people about this. I discovered something about me. Oh, wait, I discovered that I am one with God. Oh, my God, I found a deeper love. Like Ricky Byers reminded us, I found a deeper love. When God revealed herself, himself, itself to me, oh, my God, I'm changed because I know who I am. And even people who, in my eyes, seems like they don't know who they are, I don't judge them. I just hold them in the light because there was a time when I didn't know who I was. Multiplying the consciousness of truth. Don't walk a spiritual path if you ain't ready to be active. Because what you know will kick your ass if you don't apply it. But when you apply it, sometimes you're so busy in your application that you don't even have time to find problems. You got so much to do, you're just like, oh my God, which one do I do now? Did you hear about what's going on in the news? I haven't had time to watch the news. Oh, man, I got this project going on. It's all exciting. I got that. A friend of mine called me, said they were meditating, and I showed up, and they wanted me to join them on this project. So much is going on. I don't even know where to start or where to end or where to jump in. Oh, can you help me become part of the solution? When you get so caught up in your godness, in your goodness, you ain't got time for foolishness. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. And we're just having a little conversation, you know. You're having a table, what is it, table topic? Just a little conversation amongst friends. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. I've got something I want to read to you. We're really moving with time. See, program conditioned mind was going to say something else, but I had to say, devil, get thee behind me. We're in divine timing, because we were supposed to start the questions at 12:45. Ain't that right, Celeste? But you know how we flow. You know how we go. Let me read this. And I think I'm going to read this. Take a break and then come back with Celeste for a moment, and then we'll do the questions. How about that, Celeste? Does that work for you? Let me know. And in the chat room, Cheryl was saying something about Kindle. I have Kindle, and actually have it here. So while Celeste is trying to type away, that's how she types. When we're talking about a show, and I say, well, let me give you a description of what I'm playing. That's what I hear in the background. Right, let me see if I can do it. I don't know if you can hear it. I'm doing an impression of Celeste. Yeah, you know. Just stay with me. This is a moment for you to just drink some water, because I know a lot just happened in the last 20 minutes. So it's almost too much to digest. Just chew it gently. Take your time. So, yes, I'm looking for something here on my Kindle. I think there's an app. Well, I know there's an app called TuneIn Radio. TuneIn Radio. Do I have it on here? And TuneIn Radio tunes you into a lot of other internet radio. Not just internet radios, actually. All the radio, the stream online. I don't think I have it. But I am more than... Yeah, I believe if you download TuneIn... Is it TuneIn? TuneIn Radio? I think it is. You can listen to 1-2 Radio. And soon, one day, I will joyfully tell you that if you download that app, you can listen to Life Conversations Radio. Mm, just the thought of it makes me go, oh my God, it's exciting. So let's see. Do I want to read this to you? Yeah, I want to read this now because... let's see what Celeste is saying. Okay, that works. Great. All right, let's read this to you. And then we do Celestial Moment and then questions. Just do what you're going to do now. Stop planning for the future. Here we go. Just listen to this story. I found it on Facebook via Celeste, who somebody tagged her in via somebody else. So I found it on Facebook. So I don't know who wrote the story. I don't have the author, but we know it all comes from the goodness that is God as all of us. Let me clear my throat. I am a mess that has learned to embrace the message. And now I am the messenger. So when you call me a mess, you are affirming the truth of who I am. Now that's a flip. How's that a flip for? How about that for a flip? Okay, read the thing, man. I'm trying. Oh, this stuff's coming through me. I got lovely people around me. They say it's okay. We love it when you're crazy. That's why we keep coming back. We don't even want you to talk about truth. We just want you to act a fool. That's what Glenda said. Glenda said, just act a fool. That's all we want. Don't even talk about spirituality. Okay, she didn't say that. I'm making it up. Okay, all right, here we go. think about this for yourself as I read it. Boy, I can't read this. And now I got the giggles. In the mother's womb were two babies. One asked the other, "Do you believe in life after delivery?" The other replied, "Why, of course. There has to be something after delivery. Maybe we are here to prepare ourselves for what will be later." "Nonsense," says the other. "There is no life after delivery. What would that life be?" "I don't know. But there will be more light than here. Maybe we will walk with our legs and eat from our mouths." The other says, "This is absurd. Walking is impossible. And eat with our mouths? Ridiculous. The umbilical cord supplies nutrition. Life after delivery is to be excluded. The umbilical cord is too short." I think there is something. And maybe it's different than it is here. The other replies, "No one has ever come back from there. Delivery is the end of life. And in the after delivery, it is nothing but darkness and anxiety, and it takes us nowhere." "Well, I don't know," said the other. "But certainly we will see Mother, and she will take care of us." "Mother? You believe in Mother? Where is she now?" "She's all around us. It is in her that we live. Without her, there would not be this world." "I don't see her, so it's only logical that she doesn't exist." To which the other replied, "Sometimes, when you are in silence, you can hear her. You can perceive her. I believe there is a reality after delivery, and we are here to prepare ourselves for that reality."
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach Today has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach Today has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family member's tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach Today, you will be the change you want to see. We'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet to be. For a 45 minutes complimentary session, email Life Coach Today at ask@lifecoachtoday.com. That's ask@lifecoachtoday.com. or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudgy nut bar. How many cheeks in the cookie jar? One. Dad, you're supposed to jump over the row.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. To the community. To the community. To the community. To the community.
To the community. We want to hear your voice. We want to hear what you have to say. The world wants you to express yourself. Express the divine essence that you are, your spark of divinity. We need you to light up the planet. And for those who believe in good and evil, that's fine. God gives you free will. I certainly ain't tripping. But if you think of God as fire, I got a lighter here. If you have a lighter next to you, if you can find something to create fire right now and look at it. You stare at it long enough, you go to a different realm anyway, but I don't want you to go there yet. I'm looking at this fire right now. Is it good or bad? Or is it just doing what it does? A high vibration. There's blue. There's sort of reddish. There's yellow. It's just fire. But this same lighter that I have, if I decide to find some clothes or some paper and set the papers alight and leave it, before you know it, something else, this whole house will transform. But if we're cold and I find some sticks and some branches and some paper and things to light it, we'll be warm. Is the fire good or bad? Is something wrong with the fire? Is something wrong with the flame? No. The good or bad is simply an expression of man's, woman's consciousness. You get to choose how you want to express your power, your divinity, multiplying the consciousness of truth. That's the theme, that's the conversation, and that's the theme for the month. It's time to take this truth conversation to a whole new level. And especially when you're moving through shift, remind yourself that it's all good. And it doesn't mean you don't express your pain or cry or ask for support, but understand that you are being birthed, that you're having a spiritual awakening. And now it's time for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. Happening around one. Hello, Celeste Morgan. How are you doing?
Hello, Lesko. Today I'm doing wonderful, and I'm really appreciating what you're sharing. It's powerful stuff, and you were right on time with the twins and the womb. Of course. Have you ever read the Celestial Moment today?
No. I'm not trying to mess with it. I want to experience it same time my listeners are hearing it, just like the questions. I've seen one of them, but I don't want to look at the rest. I want to experience
I want you to sit back and relax, because we are in alignment. We pull from the same well. So I'm going to get right to it, okay?
Okay, do your thing. Do your thing.
I sure will. And, you know, we don't do shout-outs, but hello to everybody. No, I'm not shouting out to Glowing Gooch Tanya or Monica or Candy or Glenda. I'm not. Or for Saggy or the beautiful guest in the chat room. I didn't shout out. I shouted in. Here we go. Good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moment. Numbers give us information to help us navigate and embrace all that is showing up in our life right now. Happy Beltane for us
in the Northern Hemisphere, and Happy Samhain to those in the Southern Hemisphere, fall for others and spring to us. The Beltane kicks off the merry month of May with bonfires, maypoles, dancing, and lots of good old-fashioned sexual energy, and the blessings of health and fertility for the coming year. This day is also Workers' Day around the world. How fitting that the energy of the day happens to be three. And if it's your birthday today, then it's your lesson number for the whole year. Three is the number of creation. It represents synthesis, triad, past, present, future, thought, word, action. It demonstrates love through creative imagination, comprehensive and fulfilling. In the medicine cards, three represents the elk, and its gift is the gift of stamina. The third letter of the alphabet is C, and words like charisma, charm, and connection reflect the magical power of number three. Three also expresses itself as the Empress in tarot, and that's where we're going to put the spotlight today. When we usually see the Empress in tarot, she is seated on a throne. Other decks have her in a Garden of Eden setting with fruits in her hand. But in Mother Peace Tarot, we find a woman lounging on the ground, sniffing a red rose, which means passion. A mirror is on her side, which means more than just her vanity. The mirror connects her to other worlds and deeper states of consciousness when we remember to know thyself. In the background, we find a bull, which is the animal for the birthday Taurian folks right now. It stands ready to help our goddess bring in the harvest. She is surrounded by statues of goddesses who connect her to her ancestry. Some say that she is awaiting a lover or a celebrant who wants to understand the deeper mysteries. She is the archetypal mother, the gentle force that nurtures, protects, encourages growth and abundance in our life. Today is a day for indulgence and physical pleasures, to let go, to do what feels right, and take in all the beauty of life. Her heart is open to love. Remember, the Empress lives between the High Priestess and the Emperor. The Mother comes first to create, and the Emperor follows to establish order. We ground ourselves in the timelessness of now. We are free to experience the lushness of life when we remember to multiply the consciousness of truth by embracing the Empress energy into our lives. All is well. And that's the story of three, told through the Empress card in tarot. I'll see you on Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. That's right. All of us are empresses. Is that does empress have a plural? I don't know. Let me Google it. Empresses?
I don't know. Empress.
I'll Google it for you.
Yeah, Google it for me. But anyway, I am an empress.
Yes, you are. Well, you know, we have the masculine and feminine energy within us, so you can claim your Empress energy, Les Cogedin.
Oh, I have no issues, because we're all here to give birth to more of God. We are all pregnant with possibility, and when you don't give birth, you're going to feel backed up, you're going to feel uncomfortable, you can just know that the idea within you that wants to be birthed is overdue. So all
Absolutely.
Of us are birthers.
You need both to multiply, Les Cogedin. You need the male and the female. All
right. That's right.
I'll come back for your questions. It looks like you might have a guest joining you. Mm-hmm. Or do you?
Okay. Well, let's see. Let's do one question, and then just read the first question to me, and then and then we'll come back, because I saw that first question. I haven't really. I try not to think about it because I want my thought to be pure. I don't want to overthink it. So, what's the first question? The Ask Life Coach at a radio show. They're asking some questions. Better be ready for the answer.
I know that's right. This question is from Nick. I'm a bisexual man who is interested in having a steady relationship with the man, but I also want to be able to hook up with women too, preferably with my partner. What is the best way to express my desires to my potential partner without scaring him?
Okay. Where do we want to approach this from? I guess it's a question. What's the best way to express my desire to my potential partner without scaring him? Okay, so actually, wait a minute. I'm glad. I love how I read questions, even if I say so myself. I'm a bisexual man who is interested in having a So you really don't even have a relationship with a man yet, you said, to your potential partner.
Mm-hmm.
So there's this thing about this person, this Nick, is saying, well, how do I express? Well, if you're bisexual, it is so important for your potential partner to know that you're bisexual from the beginning. Make that clear from the beginning. You get to decide if the beginning is the first time you're going out on a date, or you get to decide the second time you go on a date, or before you go out on a date. So that way your potential partner knows exactly how you want to express yourself, your love for male and female. Then if they're scared after that, they either get themselves out of the way and you get to attract somebody who is in alignment with your desires. So a potential partner suggests to me, Celeste, and I don't know if I'm, if maybe the person's in a relationship. Potential partner means you're not in a relationship yet with a man. So let's just get to a point. Are you in a place where you can talk to a potential partner and tell them about you being bisexual? That's the only question here. Now, if you try and hide it because they think they'll reject you, won't love you, judge you, you're going to scare yourself out of having a potential partner. So I say, Nick, start from the beginning. Let them know, because for me, unless it's a different dictionary, if someone says I'm bisexual, that means they don't mind, they have a desire to sleep with man and woman. So make that clear at the beginning, just like you tell people about your name, the kind of job that you do. Yes, let's take off all the issues that we have around sex. And when you get that out in the beginning, there's no need to scare anybody. They even say that doesn't work for me, or I want to try it, or I want to join you, or they say, I think I'm okay with it, but I feel triggers. And you can talk through that. And if you can talk through something like that, you will have the best relationship. It's real simple, Nick. Start from the beginning. Start from the beginning.
All right.
That's simple. That's simple.
I don't know how you saw that as simple, because how do you have the conversation? But how do you have the conversation, though? I mean, great, you know, admit you're bi and you're bisexual, right? But he wants to be able to involve sexual acts with his male partner in the room with the female. See, that would have thrown me off. That's why I'm not a life coach.
Okay, so here's the thing. So let's say you've had lunch today, and you were going to tell me what you had for lunch,
mm-hmm.
and assuming you don't have any issues about what you ate, would you get nervous about telling me what you had for lunch?
No.
So what I'm saying is, if someone is afraid to talk to or share with a potential partner without scaring somebody away, there's something about them that still believes that who they are will scare people away.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
It tells me that they're still working through themselves being a bisexual. They're still working through the issue of bisexuality. Because if you're comfortable with your bisexuality and you know that you only want to be in a relationship with people who accept you for who you are, you know, you're not necessarily scared. And if you are, you might be, well, let me rephrase that. There might be some nervousness around it. Yeah, I like that better. There might be some nervousness about it. But the truth is, before you get in a relationship with somebody, it's a sort of attraction anyway. It's not like we just walk down the street and say, hey, I want to be in a relationship with you. I think you could be a good potential partner. And now you have to now decide. If you're bisexual, because you're bisexual, you're going to, those people are in your vibration anyway. They're in your environment. They're in your community. So they either know you're bisexual. People say, oh, I got a gator. My gator is sharp. Because it's a vibrational thing. Sometimes we can look at people and say, yeah, they're gay. Sometimes we're wrong.
Right.
Sometimes we don't know. But if you say, how do I express my desires to my potential partner, meaning the partner that you don't have yet, without scaring the partner, well, start from the beginning. It's like anything. We're still evolving. Humanity is evolving, and we're trying to embrace this thing called sex. We're so afraid of it. We only want to, you know, we want to highlight how, what's the word I'm looking for? We are more comfortable to serve it on a platter and minimize the experience and not share it as something that's sacred. Yeah, we don't mind seeing that in a movie. We don't mind watching that. We don't mind seeing that in a magazine. We don't mind being teased. But when we talk about sex, the sexual energy is a holy, sacred thing. No, we don't want to do that. But now we've evolved to a place where we're having a conversation. So what I say is, once again, start from the beginning. And so there you have it.
Well, there you have it. Wonderful. Do you want one
Let's
more?
Do question number two, and then you can go screen. I know you want to go screen, so let's do question number two.
Okay. This question is from Samantha. I have an incredibly intelligent friend who acts like she is better than everybody else because she has a PhD. I recently went on vacation with some people she doesn't know, but she got angry with me for not inviting her. I didn't think they would get along. We went out when I got back, and she was very short with me. Since then, we haven't talked much. She just inboxes me via Facebook. She doesn't seem to be aware of her rudeness and hasn't offered an apology. Is there anything I can do?
Yeah, go screen. I'll take this, and you can hear my answer later. I know you want to hear
I do, but I'll be right back. Go for it.
Okay, well, I'll wait for you, because I know you want to hear it. But I'm just going to read the question. I have it here, I don't read it well. I try not to read the questions beforehand until Celeste reads out. But anyway, so go ahead and do your thing. I just read it out on by time until you come back.
Read gently. There's a typo in your version. Goodbye.
Okay, thank you for the
word. I have to tell him that. Okay.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I have an incredibly intelligent friend. Stop right there. Okay. Let me try to read it without... No, but that's it. What is intelligence? Okay, I have an incredibly intelligent friend who acts like she is better than everybody else because she has a PhD. Stop right there! If you're so intelligent, why are you even acting like you're better than somebody else? I know, Samantha, it's not you. I'm just kind of talking to all the intelligent folks who got a PhD. They're just so all stuffy. They can't even relate. They can't even breathe. Okay. Yeah. If you ask me questions, I'm going to answer it the way I answer questions. I recently went on a vacation with some friends, with some people who she doesn't know, but she got angry with me for not inviting her. I didn't think they would get along. I'm just going to just stop right there. Now, here's the thing. Yeah. Well, actually, I said I was going to wait for Celeste. Let me see if she's back. I'm eager to get in the conversation. Celeste, are you back? Let me see.
Yes, I'm back.
Okay, good. I can't read it without jumping into this conversation.
Let's go.
Here's the first thing I said while you were away. Let me go. What am I looking for? All right, here. So Samantha said, I have a friend who is incredibly intelligent, who acts like she's better than everybody else because she has a PhD. That don't sound like intelligence to me. That sounds like insecurity. Just stop right there. You know, because if you're intelligent, and this is not a reflection of people with PhD. I know some people here's the thing. I'll leave that till later. just answer the question. So much is being triggered. If you act like you're better than somebody else because you have something that you say others don't have, that's not intelligence. Just low self-esteem. What happens if you can't use it? If because of your PhD you can't get a job, do you feel less than? Samantha, I'm just kind of helping your friend see something different. Hopefully she will listen. And now here's the thing, Samantha, when you jumped in and said, okay, you're going to go on vacation with some friends because you didn't think your other friend who has a PhD will get along. That's your first mistake. You are in somebody else's lane. See, now I know people say, well, wait a minute. Samantha is doing what brings her peace. Now, if that's what you're doing, so be it. If you decided, Samantha, that I'm going to invite some friends because I don't need drama of Miss PhD, then so be it. Now, it doesn't sound to me that you were confident about your choice. You say you and your Miss PhD, I don't know why I'm saying Miss, but I guess I feel like it's a woman. You went out, she was short with you. You say you don't talk much. Well, if you made your choice, your decision, based from a place of clarity, then it won't matter to you. You recognize that your friend needs some work she needs to do. There's some work that needs to go on. Now, she inboxed you on Facebook. Well, do you guys have surface conversation? You said she doesn't seem to be aware of her rudeness and hasn't offered an apology. For what? Apologizing for being short with you? There's nothing she needs to apologize for. She obviously thinks she's not in the wrong. Now, if you think you need to apologize to her for not inviting her, that's on you. I think this moment, I believe this moment calls for a get real conversation. Because I'm going to go by the fact that you send the question in, Samantha. You say she acts like she is more intelligent or better than everybody else. Maybe that's your perception. And if it's not, maybe it's time to have a conversation with Miss PhD and say, listen, the way you act with other people makes me feel uncomfortable and I do not like being around you. Can you, Samantha, be intelligent enough to have a real conversation with your friend? I like you, but there are things, there are behaviors that you display that makes me uncomfortable. If there's anything you need to do, is to have an authentic conversation with your friend. Don't wait for her to apologize. Apologize for you deciding that you're not going to bring her along because you don't think she's going to get along. That's a choice you made. Own your choice and tell the truth. Miss PhD, I didn't invite you because I didn't want drama on vacation. I want to have fun. I want to enjoy it. And I know how you show up in the world, and I just ain't got time for it. Tell your truth your own way. But until you speak your truth, you're going to be sneaking behind your friend, inviting people without inviting her, and trying to decide what for her. Give her an opportunity to grow. Tell the truth. Tell your truth. Multiply the consciousness of truth. And if she chooses not to be your friend because you spoke your truth, then so be it. That's less drama you got to deal with. Because life got more to hand to you. We got one more question, wow. Right, Celeste?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Yeah, wow.
Take the call, right? You want to take the call? Yeah. Oh, you going to say something?
No, you handle that. Ain't nobody got time for that.
But I know you got something to say.
Oh,
and
of course.
I know that you got something to say, and as you open your mouth, there's so much coming out of your mouth. Go on, say it.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I think, I was thinking about actually the series that I did with Healing the Sisterhood Divide, and one of your comments that you shared about being able to have honest relationships, honest conversation is one thing that keeps coming up around misunderstandings. And so I think you really hit it on the nose right there. You pinned it, you know, unless you can really say, hey, look, I didn't invite you because I wanted to have fun. When you show up in the world, it's not fun for me, and I didn't want to go through that. And I don't know how easy it is for women to communicate like that with each other because we're always told to be nice. But I think you could be nice and truthful.
Right.
And you don't have to beat
her
down.
Be nice to yourself.
Yes.
Be nice
to yourself.
That's
what came up.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. You know, because when we, Samantha or anybody else, myself included, when we choose not to speak the truth as we see it to others, we keep the drama alive. Mm-hmm. maybe Samantha is the one that's bold enough, brave enough, willing enough to talk to Miss PhD. Mm-hmm. And everybody else might be saying, I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to deal with it. Then they end up judging everybody else with a PhD because of Miss PhD.
Right.
And then we have a divide. Well, if you can just allow yourself, what I would suggest, you know, invite you to have a real conversation with her. It makes you uncomfortable. And if she continues to show up like that in your world, you're going to love her anyhow, anywho, you're still going to love her. But you are going to choose when you invite her with you. There's nothing she needs to apologize for. She just needs to go within and deal with her stuff. Because we all have PhDs. There's so many places I can go with that. And people PhD might get, I ain't even tripping. If this triggers stuff for you, it's your stuff. Let's take a call. 347-426-3346. We are multiplying the consciousness of truth. God is all there is. Even with a PhD or not, you are one with God. We are one. We are the same. We are love. Glenda, how are you doing, my friend?
Hi, Ajay.
Hey, hey.
How are you?
Oh, I mean, I'm drunk. I'm drunk in God. You want some?
I was on a hold thinking about one thing, but I'm listening to this PhD thing, and I feel so compelled to defend Miss PhD. There's another side to it. That's what was bubbling up for me. Suppose Miss PhD is just being herself, and her friend is uncomfortable with the PhD woman being herself.
Indeed.
Is not the PhD person who has an attitude or is making people uncomfortable, but indeed maybe the other person. That's a whole other realm. That's a whole other thing. But I just
but that's why I said Samantha needs to really look at what's showing up there, because she's the one writing the question. She's the one that wrote in. So maybe it's about her. Maybe she feels less than. I get it. But there's so many. I mean, because if I was talking to her, then we'd probably have a different conversation, or maybe the same. So she needs to look at that. But at the same time, there's so much freedom in having the conversation.
Yes.
To me, you act like you're better than somebody else, and it can be true, or Samantha gets to see something different about you herself and saying, oh, I didn't finish college, so when I'm around you, I feel less than. Or maybe not. Maybe there's more. It's an opportunity for somebody else to grow. Yes.
There's always more. Well, I recently I've really been, flipping around flipping it around in terms of, okay, how do I break through this? And one of the things that came to me, and I have to say it the way it's coming to me, is like the basis for all computers is a binary code. It's either 0 or 1. No matter what it is that we're looking at, it's either 0 or 1. And what came to me as well, lack is just flipping. If it's 0, flip to 1, flip to the other state. So it started really looking at things that would come up for me where I would perceive lack, or, I can't afford this, I can't afford that, or, I got to wait. And then started looking at it as, wait a minute, why don't I just, ponder on it? Why don't I just play with the thought of it? Why don't I just, be in the imaginary world, if you want to call it, and take the anxiety out? So, it's interesting. And in that process, what was being revealed to me is all the different ways that prosperity is right at my fingertips, literally. While I'm listening to you, I'm preparing some tie-dye silk stuff. That's something that I used to do for many years. And, this lap exercise, so to speak, is bringing up, rather than worrying about all these things, why don't you just pick one of your things and do it? Pick one of the things that you love to do and do it. I just wanted to share that because the time, maybe it's been 4 years that I haven't really focused on tie-dye, or 5 years, or whatever the case may be. But I was focused on worry, right? So that time and that energy, I could have been making stuff. And as I went through my things, because I'm here in Brooklyn for 2 days, I was amazed at all of the unfinished things I had during all those periods of time that I was worrying about lack. So I think that's like my message. You know, so I just said, okay, let me flip the switch from zero, if it's binary, if it's only two states, you know, we could call it the law of polarity. You know, we could also call it the law of duality. Or we could break it down to, you know, the code in computers is either zero or one and many different combinations of that. So I'm in the process of playing with taking the zero and flipping it to one, the other state. Mm-hmm. And let's just see where it, you know, where
That's
it
right.
manifests itself.
You get curious. You get curious.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at the one and the zero, all it is one. The one is in the zero. The zero is in the one because you bend the zero and it touches each other. Just, you know, you feel like I am the only one. And then you bend long enough to say, wait a minute.
Yeah.
You become a circle and you see what you're surrounded by. You
I
realize
like
that
it's
one ongoing.
Too. Yeah.
It's
the
ongoing.
One bends itself
never
to
ending.
Zero.
It
yeah,
never
that
ended
so
like
cool.
you. So I don't have this. Oh my God! You want bends becomes zero. On never ending abundance everywhere,
yeah.
evenly present. The fact that you can even think something is missing, it's like that's abundance consciousness. Ooh, here's an opportunity for me to express more. Wait a minute. Let me not focus on what I think is missing. Let me look at what's present. And the more I focus on what's present, the more the presence expresses itself through me. You know,
it is. I like that. So you have a great day.
Thank you, Glenda. Thank you, darling. Yes, we are multiplying the consciousness of truth. That's what we're doing. Even if you ain't good at math, that's why. If that's right. If you ain't good at math, you can still do it. Earlier when I was reading the question, I didn't listen to it. I hear myself trying to download an acronym for PhD, and I said I wasn't going to go there. And then Donna sending me a instant message saying, I know you have an acronym. I know you have something for the PhD. Okay, Donna, here it is for you. PhD, I am pure, holy, and divine. So every one of us have a PhD. You are pure, you are holy, and you are divine. There you go, Donna. You got it? If you just jumped into this house of energy and of excitement, and you're feeling all relaxed, and you just don't even know what the heck is going on, you're in the right place. Because when you don't know what's going on, God can show you so much more. 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. We are answering your questions, and of course, you're listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. And a little commercial here. If you have a product or service, if you know people who are into transforming life, supporting humanity to grow, and you want to sponsor, you want to have a commercial, support the shows, send an email to info@lifeconversationsradio.com. And you also have an opportunity to sponsor Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. If you're interested, info@lifeconversationsradio.com. And like, let me have Mark Husson say it. I like the way he says it. And then we're going to deal with the other question. He's just like, you know, I don't want to feel like I'm blowing my own trumpet. But I certainly will, without apology.
Hi, this is Mark Husson, founder of 12radio.com. And I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. And I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great, and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
All right, now I'm rocking from side to side with that music. I love it. Thank you, Mark Husson. 12house.com is where you can find him. And yes, even if you just have one book and you want to get the word out, one book. Wink, wink. Maybe it's tie-dye business that you have, and you really put the love in it. We have over 11 5,000 impressions on a monthly basis. But we'll send the package to you, info@lifeconversationsradio.com. It's time to do some more questions. What are you moving through? What's going on in your life? Celeste, you ready for the... That's the last question, right, for today? As far as I know, unless people are calling in. Let's go here. Let me unmute Celeste. Are you ready, Celeste? Or do I need to do something else?
I'm ready, Life Coach Day. You're going to have a lot of fun with this one. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Ready or not, I can handle it.
All right. This is from Robin. My friend is trying to get a divorce from a man that is not good to her. She struggles with wanting him back. I don't understand it. How can I support her without getting angry with her? I'm feeling a certain kind of way. Ouch.
Let me read that again to myself so I can read it out loud to myself so I can hear. My friend is trying to get a divorce from a man that is not good to her. Okay? She struggles with wanting him back. I don't understand it. You will never understand it. How can I support her without getting angry with her? I'm feeling a certain kind of way. Well, like I said, Robin, you won't understand it because you're not in the relationship. And it's not even for you to understand it. But you can understand that your friend is in between worlds. She wants to leave him, but she wants him back. And she thinks if she leaves him, she'll have peace of mind. Now, how can you support her? First of all, be a space for compassion. Be a space, get this, be a space for understanding. How do you understand what you don't understand? Understand that your friend is, she's in between worlds. Now, here's an example. Think of a time where you were saying no to something, but somehow you find yourself saying yes through the side of your mouth. Life, and it's, when you talk about a relationship, it's not cut and dry. I'm willing to bet that your friend who is trying to get a divorce, she's not just divorcing this man because he was totally wrong. There's nothing good about him. That this man is just so evil that she can't wait to leave him alone. I'm sure there's some good qualities to this man. There's some things about this man that your friend loves, and there's some parts about him that she doesn't like. So she's stuck. Now, you wanting to be this space, the voice for reason, listen to your friend, and maybe you're the one to support your friend to get counseling. It sounds like she needs counseling if she's not. Sounds like she needs to get counseling so that she can get clear within her own mind and then make a choice. She may end up divorcing the guy and marrying him all over again. Or she may get counseling and realize, well, she was divorcing him because there were things about him that she didn't understand and there are things that he didn't understand about her. But the truth is, if she doesn't deal with what is causing her so much grief, now, if the man is abusing her, of course, let's say that, because people do all kinds of stuff with their mind, and then you have freedom to do that. If she's been physically, emotionally abused by the man, then she needs to go, first of all, take herself away from that. Get counseling. And Robin, your role is to support her in this space where you think she should just leave that man alone. It's easy to say when you're not in the relationship. There is an energy between her and that man. And you can't just deactivate that energy like that. And that relationship may be joined by friction, the energy of friction. They're pushing back at each other. Maybe that's what's holding them together, clearly. But she sort of wants him back. But the energy there needs to be looked at. There's the relationship between the man and your friend. That's one relationship. There's a relationship between her and the man, and there's the energy of the relationship. And you getting angry reflects some sort of judgment because you think you know what she should do. And I understand that. As a matter of fact, I had an experience like that yesterday, talking to a friend, and I'm listening, and I'm hearing some of the stories, and I was feeling sad because my friend's going through this painful experience. And then I started thinking of time when that happened before. And I start wanting to get in the place of, oh, I don't want my friend to go through that again. And the conversation was just getting harder and harder to hear. And it got challenging that at the end I had to say, well, there were some other things that happened in between. Because I felt like my friend did not want to hear what I was feeling. And I think my friend felt judged. But I was saying, no, I am feeling something, but I want to talk about it. My friend said, what? And you ask, I will tell you. But then that became a whole different experience. So for me, even in my anger, I don't know if I was angry, I felt judged. What I had to do was to deal with the part of me that was listening to the conversation yesterday and using past experience to convince myself about what I think my friend needs to do in that moment. So your anger is not about your friend. Your anger is about yourself. Deal with your anger. Why are you angry? What is bringing up the anger? Do you think you know better? Are you mad at the guy? That's what you got to deal with. Tell the truth. Tell your friends, you know, it's really hard for me. I love you. I care about you. But it's hard for me. You and I know that this guy doesn't treat you nice. He's not good to you. He's not good for you. But you keep going back. I know you got to have your own experience, but it's hard. I get mad. I get angry because I hate to see you in pain. I don't know how to deal with it. Let's start there. Let's tell the truth. Let's not front. So tell your friend the truth. Let her know you're angry. Let her know you're upset. Let her know that, you know, sometimes I just wish you could just divorce the man and keep it moving. And let her also know that, you know, in truth, I, Robin, don't think I would understand the dynamics of your relationship. But even with my anger, even with my judgment, I really want to be there for you. And it's important for you, for me, for you to tell the truth. I'm working with my anger. I'm asking myself, why am I angry? Because I want to support you from a place of unconditional love. Robin, maybe your judgment, your anger is coming from how a man treated you, how your father treated you. Ooh, I'm going too deep now. Something to consider. That's all. I hope it helps. And you got to listen to your own spirit. I'm sharing what comes up for me, what I feel, what I sense. But you, all of you, Samantha, Nick, Robin, follow your guide. Listen to your intuition and do whatever brings you peace. Whatever brings you peace of mind. God is not judging you. So you can let go of the judgment.
Clap, applause.
Oh, applause? Wait a minute. No, we ain't doing applause. It ain't that deep.
Yes, it is. And the great thing is...
Go ahead, Selena.
Because these
ahead.
Are... I just want folks to know, I mean, these are real people who are going through it. And if you have something that you would like for a life coach today to answer for you, but you don't want to, you know, put your name out there, you can email him because we're going to make sure that Life Coach Today gets this opportunity to answer questions on the air when he is solo. Perhaps if he has time after a guest. I'll keep fielding for more questions, but there is nothing like being able to help the listening audience who's always home with us.
Yes, indeed. And just to remind you, I understand it ain't easy. Emotions will take you to places you can't handle, but ultimately what it comes down to is the truth will set you free. But first, so let's finish it quickly, please.
It's going to pick you off.
That's interesting. It sounded like you said pick you up, but I like that. But it's going to pick
you off.
Yes, pick you up and pick you up.
I didn't know if I could say that word.
Oh, you did say pick you up. Okay, cool. That's okay. I'll say
pick you off. Yeah,
truth
pick you
will
off.
Set you free, but first it will piss, P-I-S-S, you off.
There you go.
Like, he don't understand. He's a man. He don't understand. She just talking stuff. That was all heady for me. But the truth is truth. The truth is truth. God is all there is. But yes, you know, I'm not, for me, I can't even do it. I feel like I'm pimping myself to say, oh, so sad. You know, people can be mean sometimes. Yeah, people do what they do. People can be mean. But the truth is, let's face what is seeking to be birthed.
Mm-hmm.
Let's face what is real. Let's face life. We are one with the one. We're already perfect. And, you know, the whole thing about bisexuality, defining yourself by your degree or relationship. That's why we're here. We are all spiritual janitors. We're here to clean up the mess. Nick is here to create a space for bisexuality to be something that's not a big deal anymore. Samantha is here to help people realize if you have a degree or not, we are all pure, holy, and divine. Robin is here to be the place and space for unconditional love. That's what they represent for us. We are here to multiply the consciousness of truth. And I'm here, and Celeste is here, and we're about to go.
Wow.
Thank you, Celeste, for all you do. Thank you, listeners. Thank you for those who email the questions. I really love answering questions. I love supporting people wherever they are, and I'm eternally grateful. And sometimes I might sound kind of whatever you want to put a label to it, but I am deep gratitude, and I'm also, there's a sense of compassion to what you're moving through. And I want the best for you. I see the best for you. And but we all must go through our spiritual awakening. We are all being broken open. Celeste, tomorrow we have the play experience, right?
Yes, I typed that to you. Yes, 7:00, Ambassador Safair. I know she's probably starting with the new theme for the month of May. I'm not sure what that is.
I think the theme is about family. I think she's dealing with family.
Oh, that's going to be interesting.
Family, blood family. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's going to be good. Mm-hmm. And Sunday we have Celeste.
Yes.
Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan.
Absolutely.
And movies and music, and we go a little bit deeper.
Yeah, if you want to get a sense of what your destiny is, let me find out your soul and personality cards are so we can play with what your birth cards are. It's amazing what you can find out about yourself, and I'm going to teach you how to do it too.
Mm-hmm. And one last thing, tomorrow, 8 a.m.
Yes.
8 a.m. Eastern. Celeste and I will cutting up on Mark's show tomorrow.
Yep.
Go to 12radio.com. 12radio. And the name of the show is 1 Too Many Voices. After
that's
you hear
right,
what Celeste and I was saying, you probably say, yeah, that was 1 Too Many Conversations.
Uh-uh. And that's 8 a.m. 1 Too Many Conversations.
Go ahead, Celeste. Go ahead.
I said that's 8 a.m. Pacific time. But if you're on the East Coast, that would be 11, and then I think it's 10 o'clock for Central Time, I believe. That's right. But
we're
11 a.m. East Coast, folks. We're gone.
Yes. See you. Oh, don't forget, Within Radio on Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern. Within Radio.
Oh, we're so busy.
Yes, we are so busy. We are one. A lesson in oneness. We're out. Be loved.
Wow.
Be true to yourself and be loved. You know what? I don't need to tell you. I love you. I'm
do
out.
You see your eyes when you look at me? Do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? Well, I know now that we are one. When I'm hurting you, I am hurting me. When I'm loving you, I am loving me. I know now that we are one. We are one. We are one. There is no separation, 'cause we are one. When I'm judging you, I am judging me. When I'm praising you, I am praising me. I know now that we are one. When I'm fearing you, I'm afraid of me. When I see God in you, I see God in me. I know now that we are one. 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 There is no separation, 'cause we are one. Now do you see your eyes when you look at me? Now do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? I'm hoping that you know that we are one. 'Cause there is no separation, 'cause we are one.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.